From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The U.S. Army is taking action to address what it regards as a serious internal threat: young recruits entering the service in terrible physical shape. In a radical shift, the Army is changing the way it trains, cares for, and feeds new soldiers. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Frank Morris has this report.
It's just after 5 a.m. at Fort Leonard Wood, deep in the Missouri Ozarks. A breeze drops the wind chill into the teens as hundreds of Army recruits under floodlights drop to their mats for some low-impact cardio.
Exercise! 1, 2, 3! 1, 2, 3!
This is one of the Army's largest basic training posts, but it's a far cry from a Hollywood depiction of boot camp. Many of the freezing future soldiers here, in gray sweats, caps, and gloves, are struggling to do just a few pull-ups.
One! Over the ball. Chin over the ball.
Two!
Chin over the ball.
A decade ago, the Army started to notice that new recruits were, in general, getting weaker, that their endurance was down, that they were more prone to injury. Major General Richard Stone is the Army's Deputy Surgeon General.
America's Army is very proud of the fact that we reflect our society. But since we reflect our society, we also absorb society's problems.
The Army's problem, Stone and others say, is that most current enlistees grew up on the couch playing video games rather than horsing around outside. This as public schools cut gym classes.
You'd be surprised the soldiers that we get today.
Frank Palkoska directs the Army's fitness school.
They can't do simple motor function movements like a shoulder roll, the ability to skip. So we've got to lay a base for foundational fitness without injuring them.
Palkoska has completely revamped basic training at all posts, starting with, well, basics, stretching and holding, mastering simple, precise movements.
All the way down, all the way up, nice and controlled. There you go.
Soon, athletic trainers and physical therapists will join these workouts at Fort Leonard Wood to help soldiers avoid injuries and to quickly treat those that occur. Drill Sergeant Travis Bammer says old school soldiers initially chafed at the change in training philosophy.
They would be resistant to it at first because they'd think, oh, well, it's a yoga Jane Fonda workout. But if it's done correctly, within 30 minutes, that soldier will be worn out. He will feel a PT session.
You know, I saw a lot of folks saying that we had gone to yoga and Pilates, and I'm saying, where the hell did they get that?
Mark Hertling is the 3-star general in charge of initial military training for the entire Army.
It's all about functional fitness and using the body the way it might have to be used in a tactical situation.
Hertling says the new core strengthening exercises better prepare soldiers for battle, to carry a wounded comrade, to dart across a street under fire with 90 pounds of gear. But the Army has changed more than just the workout.
You know, we've changed from just feeding soldiers to fueling the tactical athlete.
The Army ordered Lieutenant Colonel Sonia Cable to review the food system.
I'm a good Southern girl. I grew up on biscuits and gravy and my vegetables being cooked with bacon grease.
But Cable is also a registered dietitian, and she was appalled by what the Army was serving young soldiers.
Anything and everything. It didn't matter about the calories. It didn't matter about the fat. It was, let's feed them. And feed them what we think they like.
That is, French fries, burgers, deep-fried meat, and soda. The Army was feeding recruits like an indulgent parent. Well, maybe an angry, controlling, indulgent parent. Army dining isn't a peaceful experience for new recruits.
Hurry up!
Yes, Sergeant.
Grab your cups and let's go!
Go to the right!
Go that way!
Yes,
let's go!
Stern drill sergeants antagonize new privates in the mess hall. It's been this way for decades, but now at Fort Leonard Wood, and soon at every basic training post, color-coded stickers are used to rate every bit of the food. Now, there are still eggs, bacon, and gravy, but all the deep-fried stuff is gone, replaced by whole grains, low-fat yogurt, and sliced fruit. It's a complete dietary reversal.
Get all the way down to set bar! Do it again! Do it again! Go all the way down to start position! And do it again!
Lieutenant Colonel Cable says the healthy food costs the same, about $8 a day per recruit. And privates hustling through the line, guys like Edgar Puentes, say they like it and that it's doing them good.
I dropped 35 pounds already, sir.
You dropped 35 pounds in how long?
About 2 months, sir.
What? How are you eating differently?
Just eating more fruit and vegetables, sir. I'm exercising in the morning also, sir.
A big change for these recruits, many of whom were eating fast food daily before the Army. Question is, will it hold? Once out of basic, soldiers don't have to eat in the mess hall, and many don't. You'll see them at the fast food joints that line roads just outside Fort Gates. The Army hopes that the fundamental changes in diet and exercise it's making will stick with these young soldiers, and maybe spread to society at large. Because out-of-shape kids are a societal problem that's now becoming a military problem. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.